Grace be yours and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our confirmation sermon is the regular second lesson appointed for this week, which, after looking for another text, I thought this one fits about as well and beautifully for what God wants to say to all of us, particularly these young people, as any. So we continue our reading through the book of Galatians. We read in Galatians chapter 5, the first verse, and then verses 13 to 25. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again with the yoke of slavery. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. This is God's Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, dearly loved by God, especially you, Bethlehem's confirmands. Walk in the footprints of the soldier in front of you, and you won't get killed. This is the advice that the military gives to new warriors. And it's good advice. World War II veterans talk about following that advice, going in the footsteps of the soldiers before them through the snow until the footprints stop and there's a puddle of blood and melting snow. In the Vietnam War, many soldiers spared themselves death and being maimed from falling in the punji pits or stepping on Bouncing Betty landmines by following that advice, by going through the jungle, putting their steps in the footprints of the one who went before them. In this section of Paul's letter to the Galatians, the Apostle Paul gives you, young spiritual warriors, and all of us spiritual warriors, good advice so that our souls don't get killed. So that sin, that Satan or the world kills our spirits, kills our faith, kills our souls. And we do that by walking in the Spirit. The Spirit puts us on our walk of faith by bringing us to faith. And then the Holy Spirit has steps for us to place the steps of our Christian lives in, so that we're not harmed, so that our souls are not killed. We do well to follow the Holy Spirit and to put our steps into His footprints, because He sets us on the path and He leads the way. And so, confirmands and all of us this morning, Paul reminds us that the Holy Spirit leads your way. First of all, He leads our way away from sin. And the Holy Spirit leads us away from being under the law. All of us by nature want to blaze our own trail. We all want to go out on our own and make our steps and path something new in which we can walk. And that happens at every stage of life. When we were young and maturing into adulthood, we wanted to blaze the trail of independence and self-reliance. In middle age, we wanted to blaze the trail of worldly success up the ladder and self-reliance. In old age, we want to blaze the path and walk the path of contentment and security and self-reliance. That self-reliance thing is where we really get into trouble. Because self-reliance takes the steps of the sinful nature of our old Adam. And those steps lead us into sin and death. Following those steps leads us out of the kingdom of God, away from the kingdom of God. Paul mentions some of those sinful acts that our sinful path of self-reliance and self-dependence leads us. They're in different categories. He talks about sexual sins. He talks about sins where we worship and put things first in our lives other than God. He talks about sins that are harmful to us personally, and he talks about sins that cause harm and division in our relationship with others. The common denominator of all of those sins is that the steps of the sinful nature lead to them and lead into them. The Holy Spirit's steps, however, lead us away from those sins. Take us on a path so we avoid those sins in our lives. Live by the Spirit. Literally, walk by the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit's steps. And you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Our sinful nature leads us to seek to gratify its sinful desires. The Holy Spirit leads us away from those sins so that we can avoid satisfying our sinful desires. We live by the Spirit. We walk by the Spirit. That's as we learned our sanctification. The Holy Spirit in holy baptism brings us to faith, and now He leads the way for us on that path of faith. The Spirit is the strength of my life, and the Spirit gives the direction of my life. The Spirit creates a Christ-like spirit in my heart, and leads me in the direction of God's will in my life. Think of the Holy Spirit as being that soldier who walks in front of us, who knows the way of safety, who knows the path, knows where the mines are. And so he steps carefully and says, "Put your steps into my footprints." What are those footprints? Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Those are the footprints of the Spirit that we who live by the Spirit as Christians desire to walk. Paul says these steps, this walk, is contrary to the walk of the sinful nature. And where the steps of the sinful nature lead us away from God, out of the kingdom of God, those steps of the Spirit, we walk in God. We walk as members of the kingdom of God. Those other things, God's law is against those. But there is no law against those fruits of the Spirit. God has set us free, as many of you talked about this morning, in holy baptism, so that we are no longer enslaved by the chain of our sinful nature. We no longer must listen to it. We must no longer be under its power. God has, in Christ, set us free. And now the Holy Spirit leads us in that freedom in our walk of faith. In Christ, we crucified the sinful nature. We didn't get rid of him yet, but we ended his power over us. We ended the authority of our sinful nature over us. We are now free, free to live with the Holy Spirit in our hearts and the Holy Spirit in our steps, as we walk in that life of faith. We are free to follow Paul's exhortation. Since we live by the Spirit, and that's a statement of fact, because we live by the Spirit, because the Spirit has brought us to faith, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And that word is one, think of the military, the men marching in step. Or another one, think of dancing. A few years ago, before my daughter's wedding, we took dancing lessons for the reception. And then they put the steps on the floor to show you where to step so that you're in step with the music, so that you're in step with the dance. Well, that's the word here, that where you see the Spirit's steps, put your feet there. Put your faith there. And follow him, because that will lead you away from the desires of your sinful nature. That will lead us away from those sins, that if we make that our way of life, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit also leads a way in a different way, and that is, he leads the way so that we are no longer under the law. The Spirit leads us away from the law. We've been talking about that a little bit in the last weeks as well. Since we Christians are in the Spirit, we follow the Spirit's steps freely and willingly according to our new nature in Christ. There's no law against the things the Spirit leads us to do in our new life, nor do we do them because they're commands. The Holy Spirit, in our freedom, leads us away from the law in the sense that we don't do them because God tells us to do them. We don't do them because we have to, as if they go against our nature. Because our new nature in Christ is our character now. It's what we want to do because of the Spirit. Think of it this way. Why, if you're driving out in the middle of nowhere or anywhere and you see a stop sign, why do you stop? You don't stop because it's the law. You don't stop because there's a police officer might be sitting around the corner and is going to give you a ticket if you do it. You do it because you obey the one command that Paul mentions. Love your neighbor as yourself. Because you love your neighbor freely, you stop. Because you don't want anything to happen to them. You don't want anything to happen to you. You stop because you know, as one of our students said earlier, the government is God's representative. Fourth commandment. And he's to take care, the government's to take care of me. And so I want the government to take care of me and protect me, so I'm going to stop. So that nothing happens to me. That's what Paul means. That as Christians, the Holy Spirit leads us away from the law. There's no spiritual outward laws like there were in the Old Testament. We heard before, we're away from the law because it can no longer condemn us when we break it. Because Jesus fulfilled the law as our substitute. He did that as our Savior. Jesus kept all the commandments perfectly and then offered that holy life on the cross, on His cross for us. And now as the Spirit brings us to faith, the Spirit leads us away from the law. Because it doesn't condemn us. It can't make us guilty anymore. Because Jesus has already kept it. And Jesus already suffered our punishment for our guilt of breaking the law when He did those things for us on the cross. When we walk in the Spirit, we walk in Christ's righteousness. That righteousness that we put on, that righteousness by which God declares us not guilty of sin, that righteousness that we never want to lose, we never want it to be killed in us. So we don't walk that path of our sinful nature. We don't walk the path of sexual immorality, idolatry, self-interest, division and divisiveness with others. To something a lot worse than a puddle of blood and melting snow. Those things lead away from the kingdom of God. They lead us away from Christ. As those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Instead, keep in step with the Spirit. Put your steps in His footprints. The path the Holy Spirit blazes leads the way from returning to a yoke of slavery to sin or slavery to any outward requirements. So, young warriors, all you spiritual warriors, don't venture out on your own. Don't venture out in self-sufficiency and self-reliance, because that path leads to sin. Instead, keep in step with the Spirit. Walk on the Spirit's path, because it is a path in Christ. It is a path that walks for Christ. God has called us into our freedom in Christ to live by the Spirit. And so, my young friends, and all of us, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Amen.